Shop the President's Day sale at Grand Appliance for unbeatable appliance deals and a hassle-free buying experience that includes fast delivery, expert installation, and personalized service from start to finish. Save now on top brands like LG with top-load washers starting at $5.99 and counter-depth max French door refrigerators starting at $18.99. Learn more at grandappliance.com or one of Grand's local showrooms in Indianapolis and Lafayette. That's Grand Appliance, appliance experts since 1930.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Well, on the YouTube live chat poll, which Ryan was just talking about, the Doge dividend, should it go back to the American people? I mean, if you're voting for a dividend, that doesn't necessarily mean every dollar that comes back that Elon Musk and his team finds goes back directly to the American people. But should the American people get some of it back? Yes or no? That's what we want to know from you. I don't usually do this, but I'm looking right now. We've got 216 votes and it's 54-46 split right now. I'm not going to tell you which way. You got to go vote to
it's
find
close.
Out. 54-46. So I'll also add in here before I get to the calls that are coming in. It looks like we have one open line right now at 314-241-9797. Some of the comments that have come in here, Doc said, I'm confused at the current votes on this poll. I really thought conservatives would want to use the money to bring down debt, not throw money at people. Whose money? Anyway, 314-241-9797. Give us a call, and we're going to try to move through these phone calls because we do have a full board of phone calls. So we'll put you on, let you make your point, and then we'll try to move on to the next person. So let's try to keep it moving here. And we're going to start with Bob. Bob, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. Do you want the Doge dividend to come back to the American people?
Yes, I would love to have it come back to the American people, but my question or my statement would be to have it go back to only people that voted for President Trump, because they're the only ones that believed in what he was going to say.
Done. I agree.
Okay.
Bob, that's a very interesting take. I thought he was going to say taxpayers, and then he took a turn. I'm sure it's not the same group of people. I mean, obviously, that's not going to ever happen, but he does make a point.
Well, the more you narrow down the amount of people getting the return, the more you get. So I would even take voters.
Yeah, as long as I'm still included, I'm for
right,
it.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it obviously can't be that way. But Bob, you make a really interesting point. Like for the people who wanted it, do you believe that the taxpayer dollar originates and belongs to the taxpayer? Or do you believe that the government can take whatever it is? And as long as they've gotten it out of your paycheck, then it's theirs to determine what they would like to do. Mark, thank you for calling the Annie Fry Show. Do you think that the Doge dividend should be paid out to the American taxpayer?
Hello there. How y'all doing today?
We're doing okay. Hopefully you are as well.
Fantastic. No, I don't, because I see it as more of kind of the same kind of thing. Everybody's like, oh, money, money. Well, give me my share. Give me my share. It should be redirected. The funds that they're finding now, redirect those into things exactly like paying down the national debt. And then in the long run, ultimately, we'll see a dividend, and that'll be when this waste is gone. We'll all get the benefit of lower taxes on the backside. We'll get the reduction of the debt. All these things will help feed the economy, make the country better, make our lives better. That's going to be the dividends that we see in it.
Now, I like that thought, too, as well, Mark. Thank you for the phone call. Ryan, do you think that, I know that you said at the beginning of the show, you and Brad both said that you were not like super hardcore convicted to one side or the other. You're mulling.
And I really have not decided still. Everybody
His point.
Everybody makes a good point.
The only thing that I would say to what Mark said there is that, like, everybody wants, like, give me money. This is if it's your tax dollars that have been taken from you and is proportionally returned to you.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It's not give me money. It's give me back my money.
Well,
I think there's a difference there.
But every government payout we've ever done has always been your money. So I think the argument against it is that we shouldn't be doing government payouts because they sort of create a false dependency.
Let's go to Tim. Tim, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. Your thoughts on a dividend coming out of all this Doge savings?
This is an excellent question. I look at it like I'm walking into a Quick Trip ordering an ice cream cone. I don't care if it's vanilla or chocolate. I'll almost take either one.
And then, right?
So you're up for whatever.
Well, almost, except that, you know, we need to, I understand where the guy's saying that if we lower down our
deficit,
that'll help the lower the interest rates and stimulate the economy in the long run. But you know what? We need a boost. You know, just like every time, like if you want to go way back when George Bush, way back, and he did that one time, you know, that tax credit for everybody, and it's helped stimulate the economy. We sort of need that a little bit. Hmm. So I understand where in the long run,
yeah,
it would be good if we start paying down the debt, and in the long run, the interest rates are going to go down, and in the long run, it'll stimulate the economy because of the interest rates getting better.
Tim, when you go on a Quick Trip, do you get chocolate or vanilla?
It depends on if my wife's with me.
See?
What does that mean? You like one better when your wife tells you you do?
No. If I'm going to order it, I usually will just order the same thing. So she swears by Quick Trip ice cream. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. It's just a thing with her. So I will go with what my wife chooses at a point in time because I like to get along and I love my wife.
Happy wife, so, happy life.
Yeah. Yeah. We've been we've been together for a long time.
How long?
So, yeah.
How long have you been married?
25 years.
Why did you mumble it the first time?
Oh, it's been a while.
Tim, Tim, go get some Quick Trip ice cream and tell them the Annie Fry Show said hi. And everybody listening right now, you deserve a Quick Trip ice cream. And if your wife is getting it, does she get chocolate or vanilla?
She gets vanilla.
Okay, that's the right choice. All right.
That's what I was waiting for.
Tim, thank you for the phone call. We appreciate you. Thanks for listening. That was wild. I liked it.
Now I want ice cream.
Let's go to Tom. Tom, we are talking about the Doge dividend. Should the government pay some of this money that they're finding back to the American people? What do you think?
I don't think so. I think we can go ahead and give it to the debt and everything. But what we really need to do is all of the people that were cheating us, the 150-year-old person that's still getting that check, we need to make sure that they all the money that they've gotten comes back to us.
Ooh.
And all of the politicians that were cheating us, that they were probably pocketing some of this money, they're the ones that they can start paying us, because they took it from us. Now we need to get it back from them.
You want some accountability, not just get the money back, but you want names.
I want names, and I want jail time, and I want my money back.
Tom, thank you for the phone call.
That's a good point, though.
Yeah.
Because what we're talking about is making sure no future bad payments are going out. But what about clawing back those who have been stealing it? Can we get that back? And probably not all of it, but can we get any of it back?
Do you think that the majority of the monies that are going into... Are we 100% confident that these 150, 200-year-old people, that those checks are being cashed?
I'm not 100% confident.
I mean, is it possible that it is a...
clerical error?
Like a clerical error that doesn't actually materialize in dollars going out?
It is possible. But I've seen both sides present why that's not plausible.
Hmm. Let's get to Gene. Gene, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. Do you want to see?
Hello, Annie.
Hello, Gene. Do you want to see this money back in your checking account?
Absolutely. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. I'm 83 years old. My husband is 84. We've been married 60 years.
Congratulations.
We have saved and saved and saved for retirement. We have taken out more money under the Biden's administration than ever.
Yeah.
Our savings, we don't have big multitudes of, dividends mm-hmm. from checking and everything else. We are just working people.
Yeah.
And I've had to take money out to put a Thanksgiving and Christmas meal on the table because it ran up over $100-something to feed my family the way that we're used to doing it. I am sick of that kind of stuff. I'm so grateful President Trump is in office and he will do something about it.
Gene, 60 years, there must be a lot of wisdom in your relationship with the two of you having been together that long. And I hope that we get to maybe put one of those checks back in your account to make that a little bit more affordable, and that Donald Trump is able to help correct the economy so that you don't have to make those withdrawals in order to make those basic purchases.
That's true. We've lived in modest homes, lovely homes, and I've kept clean all the rest of the stuff. And now we're in our golden years, and we're not quite scrimping this today. But we scrimped for 4 years, and that's unexcusable.
Yeah,
unexcusable. Yes. From the time Obama went into office and we didn't have gas, unbelievable. When we retired, 2 years before we retired, we made positive we could live on Social Security and his dividends from 40 years in the printing company. We made positive we did. We only lived on that amount of money. We weren't even both retired when Obama raises the gas like over the ceiling and everything else. And it's been that way ever since, except for when Trump was in office, it was starting to come down. And we have to stand behind this man and J.D. Vance and all the other ones, every one of them.
Gene, thank you for the phone call. Thanks for listening to the show, too. We really appreciate
you. No problem. We love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Gene. You think about people in their 80s who have gone through different administrations and seen the effect of different administrations. When you become on a fixed income and you have the Biden administration come in and talk to you about all the things that are wrong, and this bill is going to go up and this bill is going to go up, but it's the least you can do because you need to do it for the environment. Meanwhile, you're looking at all the places that this federal government is shipping your tax dollars off, and all of them are getting fat and happy off of the money that you can't find in your checking account to put a Thanksgiving dinner on the table for your family? A Doge dividend is starting to sound a little bit nicer. What do you think? Go vote in the Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll. Should the Doge pay out a dividend to you? We'll be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.